Hello, everyone. This is Steven, and I would like to welcome you to the final Rubbernecking Podcast for the month of March. In this podcast, we'll go over one of the major events that happened earlier this week, as well as hear from NASCAR legend who recently had the opportunity to drive one of Elvis's most famous cars, which recently went through the preservation process to restore it to the condition it was when Elvis last drove it. So without further ado, let's begin. On Tuesday this week in Charlotte, North Carolina, at the Charlotte Motor Speedway, a lucky few were able to see Elvis' 1973 Stutz Black Hawk III get taken for a test drive by none other than racing legend Dale Earnhardt Jr. After which, Dale was able to speak with SiriusXM NASCAR Radio about driving the car, racing, and his love for Elvis Presley. Here are some of the interview courtesy of SiriusXM's Elvis Radio and Claire B. Lang's SiriusXM's NASCAR Radio personality.
How are you guys? It's not Elvis and Colonel Parker, but it's close.
No, I'm with little Elvis. I mean.
Man, tell us, right. How did you get started following Elvis?
When I was younger, I'd go over to Martha Earnhardt's and stay for the weekend when Dad was out of town racing. And her whole house was Elvis from one end to the other, pictures and little figurines and all kinds of stuff. So she had, and she listened to him on the radio all the time. And every time he went over to her house, she had music in her house playing. So I just grew up around that and became a fan at a real young age and just started collecting stuff from Elvis. And
like what?
When I said I was an Elvis fan, my fans just started sending me everything. Wow. And I had to actually create an entire room in my house.
You got an Elvis room.
I got an Elvis room. Yeah, I've always had
it. You ever been in his Elvis room?
I have. It's all red, and it's really unusual. He's got big Elvis pictures. It's quite a neat deal.
Yeah, I got a couple hundred albums and
got one of those velvet Elvis.
I got a cape thing that somebody sent me, but. Just a lot of different stuff. I got a lot of stuff in storage, but just always big fan of his music. The movies are great. My girlfriend loves the movies because of Ann Margaret and all that stuff. But we watch the movies and stuff like that.
Now, do you really have a vinyl record collection?
Sure.
You have a Elvis vinyl record collection?
Yeah, I got a couple hundred Elvis records. Most of them, like I said, were sent to me by fans, and I got a pretty large collection that I've just started over the last couple years of just vinyl records that I like. But yeah, probably 20% of the collection is all Elvis stuff.
And wow. As long as I've known you, I didn't realize you were that big of an Elvis fan. You were excited about driving this car.
Well, you know, that's the only guitar of the top 100 greatest guitarists that I've never been able to find an Elvis guitar.
Hint.
Oh, well, you hinted me for.
But my wife gave me a blue Elvis outfit that I should have taken out of the museum and had Dale wear it today. But would you have done that?
I don't know. I don't know if I would have done that. Even as big a fan as I am.
What was it like driving that car?
Well, I think to me, just... I've watched all of his movies. I was an Elvis fan, and I've been to his concerts, and lucky enough to go to one in Vegas, and I've seen pictures of this car, but I never thought that we'd be able to sit in it, and being a car guy and looking at underneath, and the car hadn't been restored, it's been preserved in the interior, to be able to sit in the car, and this was the last car that he drove right before he passed away. It's unbelievable. I never thought we'd get to touch it or see it, let alone sit in it or drive it. So, pretty special.
Now, that was a great interview. Now, earlier I mentioned that this car went through a preservation process. For this, Elvis Presley Enterprise entrusted this car to Pontiac collector and restorer Walt Holyfield. To help understand what exactly was done, Holyville said that the car was not restored, as this would suggest that they stripped off the car's history with Elvis and made it just like any other car that came out the factory. Instead, what they did was take it back to exactly how it was when Elvis drove it. They replaced the dry-rotted Firestone tires and replaced it with a fresh set from that period. They buffed out every inch of the paint on the car. They replaced a few mechanical parts that decayed from sitting, such as the spark plug wires and the muffler. And instead of taking the engine apart, they inspected it with a camera scope to see what exactly needed to be replaced. For those of you looking to see the newly preserved 1973 Black Hawk 3, it will be displayed at the Nationwide Insurance Classic Car Showcase Pavilion at the upcoming Charlotte Motor Speedway Auto Fair hosted by OldRide.com on April 3rd through the 6th. For more information on the four-day event or to purchase tickets, you can contact Charlotte Motor Speedway's ticket office or you can visit CharlotteMotorSpeedway.com. After the auto fair, you can always catch the car here at Elvis Presley's Grayson in the Automobile Museum. So that about wraps it up for this week's Rubbernecking Podcast, and we look forward to speaking with you again next week. Have a nice day.